Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Okay, we'll continue on with some of the top medical news stories of the week. And Dr. Mike, how about this? A couple of weeks ago, Burger King decided to drop their high-fat French fries because customers wanted the deep-fried chicken fries. That's discouraging, isn't it?
Wait. You said they dropped their French fries?
Well, they dropped it. They have a product. I can't remember the name of the French fries, but they were called some Satisfries, and they've had a lower content of saturated fat. They could not sell them. So a company, they did a little survey, and customers of Burger King wanted deep fried chicken fries. So they removed the Satisfries from the menu. I'm saying that's too bad, isn't it? Of course, I guess they didn't taste good.
Well, what it is it reflects that other story that's out around this week.
Yeah.
That is the story about obesity rates increasing and costs of medical care in the United States increasing. So obesity rates have stabilized in all but six states, but the problem is they're stabilizing at a very high rate, and they're continuing to go up just a little bit. And so we aren't making as much progress about this. That's shown that we're going to increase our costs of medical care. That is, the amount of money we spend is predicted to go from 17.3% to 19.6% over the next 10 years, 9 years. And if that happens, then obviously we have to crowd out other things in our standard of living, and it will make us less competitive for jobs. So we've got to get serious about this. That's what, in fact, by having these high deductible plans where you have to pay for the first amount of medical care,
yep,
maybe we'll get serious about it that way. But so far, nothing is changing a lot of people's willingness. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with the data is it is the wealthy, that is those who are in the upper 30% of income levels, are getting healthier. The people who are in the bottom 30% are getting less healthy. So we've got to do something about this because it's worsening everything in income inequality that we know about.
I guess the issue for customers at Burger King was they didn't taste good, and it comes down to a matter of taste. So just as simple as that, you know, they didn't like eating them, they weren't buying them, so Burger King made a halftime move there to take them out and go with these
You can get stuff that tastes great, and that's what we've got to do.
Well, how do you do that? I mean, if you were taking a French fry, and you probably wouldn't recommend French fries.
You know, we have a group here that does exactly that. You can cook French fries. Forget it, French fries. If you take asparagus and you roast it with just a little olive oil and a little rosemary or something, and roast it correctly, when you do a blind taste test, people can't tell the difference. When we have done taste tests on our baked chicken versus our fried chicken, yeah, we needed to do 85 different products. But in fact, when we put them on and no one complained, there wasn't one complaint, sales didn't go up or down. Mm-hmm. They stayed about the same trajectory. You can get products that taste just as good, but are much healthier, and that's the key.
Youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. What's the connection, hopefully a good one, between physical activity and heart failure risk?
That's right. If you do 30 minutes of vigorous this was a group took people between 20 and 90 in 1990, looked at their physical activity ratios. And those people who did 30 minutes of vigorous physical activity or just 60 minutes of any, obviously, if you walk 6,000 steps a day, you're getting 60 minutes of walking. That's all you need. I get 10,000 steps a day, so I'm in that group, if you will. But in all you need is walking. If you did that in 1990, by 2012, you had a 45% reduction in the risk of getting heart failure than if you weren't doing, if you will, half an hour a day of vigorous or an hour or 60 minutes of any kind of physical activity. Anything counts. Gardening, walking the dog, etc. Just if you get 6,000 steps a day, you go in a much lower risk category for heart failure 20 years later.
So why do these people want to do this really physically demanding exercise programs? There's PS90, there's CrossFit. My daughter's a fanatical CrossFit.
From a health standpoint,
right,
you know, if
right.
you're saying health, that isn't for health. That's for conditioning, for how they feel about their body, how they look, things like that. It is nothing to do with health. So from a standpoint of health, you get maximum benefit for health from a lot less activity than those people are doing.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Let's move over to energy drinks and problems maybe occurring with energy drinks in France. What's happening?
Well, this is really interesting because France had a different time of getting energy drinks than we did. So this was a story out of France. They approved energy drinks, I think it was in 2008. The increase in sales is 30% a year, and one company sells 40% of all the energy drinks. Well, they looked at how many people, because obviously they have a national health service. There were 257 cases reported to the emergency room in the last 2 years, of which I think 95 had adverse cardiovascular effects, including I think 3 who died. There were 74 psychiatric problems, 57 neurologic. The cardiac arrests or deaths, actually, sorry, I misstated that, were 8 cases in the last 2 years. 46 people had heart rhythm disorders, and they say it's all caused by these people doing vigorous physical activity while also taking these drinks and maybe having other drugs on board or natural conditions that cause abnormal QT interval. So QT interval, what you can do is get screened by your general practitioner. Ask him, do you have a long QT interval? If you do, you shouldn't be taking these energy drinks.
They say the benefit out of an energy drink is electrolytes. You need electrolytes. Is that the best source for electrolytes, or is there something else that you can get electrolytes
from? We call that bad science, BS. That's pure BS. It is bad science. You don't get a lot of electrolytes from energy drinks. You don't need those unless you're doing more than 2 hours in a row. And if you want to get those, Gatorade is a great source. The Gatorade with electrolytes that doesn't have the caffeine with it. The problem with caffeine with exercise is it stops your arteries from dilating normally. So, in fact, I actually thought that LeBron's problem in the first of the his championship runs with Miami when they got tired in the third and fourth quarters was that he was having too much caffeine because it stops you from dilating. So you don't want too much caffeine if you're going to exercise. You get enough natural epinephrine surge.
Energy drink diet is better or not? Does it make any difference than the regular energy drink?
We'll do it when we come back.
Okay, we'll do it when we come back because we're on a break in about half a minute here. In case you missed it, too, a big story on how low-carb versus low-fat, it's the you diet that works best. That's coming up after the break. We'll wrap the show up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com. PrevaLeaf.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vitalsigns.